Though Dizzy Gillespie was born in rural South Carolina, and Tito Puente grew up in Spanish Harlem, the two shared a rare ability. Each man mastered the wide range of jazz harmony and the intricate rhythms of Cuba. Inspired by the Cuban-born musicians Mario Bauza and Machito, Gillespie and Puente brought new sounds and rhythms into jazz. Though their music had roots on three different continents, it could only have come into being in the vibrant tapestry of 1940s New York. Just ahead, two percussionists who are veterans of the Gillespie and Puente bands join Carlos Enriquez with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra to revisit the repertoire and revive the feeling of these classics of Latin jazz. I'm Wendell Pierce. This is Jazz at Lincoln Center.
I'd like to play one of my latest compositions, matter of fact, one of my only compositions, A Night in Tunisia.
Dizzy Gillespie, who actually did quite a bit of writing in his six-decade career, will take almost any opportunity to make his audience or his fellow musicians laugh.
For that reason, Dizzy Gillespie is my hero, because he was the jazz man, but he never lost the humor.
The Cuban trumpeter Arturo Sandoval played in Gillespie's United Nation Orchestra.
I pay tribute to him every minute of my life.
At the Rose Theater, trumpeter Marcus Prenna carries the Gillespie mantle on A Night in Tunisia.
Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia. Marcus Prinnip on trumpet, Sherman Irby on alto, Elliot Mason on trombone, and Carlos Enriquez on bass, and leading the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Early in his career, Dizzy Gillespie played in the band led by Cab Calloway and roomed with Cuban trumpeter Mario Bauza. It was Bauza who sparked the younger man's interest in Latin rhythms. And when Gillespie started his own band, Bauza introduced him to a young percussion wizard named Chano Pozo. Pozo would carry the beat of Afro-Cuban music in Dizzy's band and collaborate with Gillespie on one of his biggest hits.
If you listen to the pattern of Manteca, you can hear when you realize that it was also, Chano Pozo had a lot to do with the composition of it. The first melody that's played by the saxophone sound like something that would be played on the drums. Boom, 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 boom. That's actually where that came from. And then Gil Fuller, who was writing music for Dizzy, orchestrated it, and Dizzy actually composed the very beautiful bridge.
Trombonist Slide Hampton, who performed with Dizzy and also arranged for him.
And it was a big hit for Dizzy. And as you can feel now when you play it, it's the kind of tune that any audience can relate to, because it really has a strong, strong rhythmic feeling.
Thank you.
Ignacio Veroa. Ignacio Veroa. Michael Rodriguez on trumpet. Walter Blandin on tenor saxophone. Manteca.
This next Gillespie Pozo tune is called Huarache Guaro. Built on a simple riff, it would become, in slightly different form, a big hit for the vibraphonist Cal Jader. Carlos Enriquez leads our orchestra. Huarache Guaro. Thank you.
Bobby Allende. Bobby Allende on congas. Vincent Garneau on trombone. Roberto Rodriguez on piano.
Rachi Guaro. The Dizzy Gillespie Chano Pozo composition in the original Gerald Wilson arrangement. Sadly, Chano Pozo didn't live to hear the tune recorded in 1948. He was shot to death in a Harlem bar. They said it was after complaining that a pot dealer's product was too weak. Just ahead, percussion takes center stage at Rose Hall.
Jazz is mostly, that's American music. With a straight forehead and the drummer, they take their solos. But the Latin percussionists have more to say on their percussion instruments.
Music by the king of the timpales, Tito Puente. Don't forget, you can link to the video of Dizzy Gillespie, Chano Pozo, and Tito Puente at jalc.org. And while you're there, check out the Nesli Erdogan Jazz Hall of Fame and its newest member, Mary Lou Williams. Bring home the swing at jalc.org. I'm Wendell Pierce. This is Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Well, I am an underrated vibe player.
The late musical legend, Tito Puente.
But there are a lot of people that like my vibe playing. But of course, you can't be king of timbales, king of the vibes or whatever. You know. So I'd rather stay alone with the percussion.
Stay with the percussion. It was a good bet for Tito Puente. His effervescent personality and powerful drumming can be heard on over 100 albums. He earned 5 Grammys. And made cameo appearances in film and television, including The Simpsons.
In order to play Latin jazz, you have to have musicians that can play Latin jazz. It's not easy, because you have a lot of typical Latin musicians that are very good. But when you turn them over to jazz, you know, they don't make it. But the jazz musician can't play Latin so good. And jazz is mostly, that's American music. With a straight forehead and the drummer, they take their solos. But the Latin percussionists have more to say on their percussion instruments.
Now, I thank God I had the opportunity to work with Tito at the age of about 17 years. And the one thing he told me was, you make sure you look at the dancers' feet. That's it. Just look at their feet. Okay? If they stumble, it's your fault. If they don't stumble, you're doing a good job.
Joe Temperley, Sherman Irby, Victor Goins, Sean Jones, Dance Mania.
East Harlem in the 30s was an ideal place to hear both jazz and Latin music. And Tito Puente, born to Puerto Rican parents, grew up hearing the great swing bands on the radio and the great Latin bands all around. He was a natural, piano and drums, but didn't find the timbales that would make him famous till he was in his teens. After the Navy, he went to Juilliard to study conducting and orchestration. 1940s New York was a rich, cross-cultural ferment.
Stravinsky was quite in vogue among the jazz players, and they loved his harmonies.
Ray Santos composed for both Machito and Tito Puente.
That tension and relaxation, the meat and potatoes of music, you fit all that stuff into the clave and Afro-Cuban percussion, you get a new kind of music there.
In 1958, Ray Santos wrote this mambo arrangement of a 1927 Broadway tune. The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra tries out the unusual combination, the Varsity Drag Mambo. We'll be right back.
Roberto Rodriguez on piano. Varsity Drag Mambo.
The mambo sound came from a Cuban form called the San Montuno. Tito Puente recorded this one in 1961. And now, with Carlos Enriquez at the helm, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra takes on Algozar Timbero.
Timbero toca la timba. Toca la timba. Timba, timba. Thank you.
Marquinhones, Ray Vera,
Aguilar Timbero. At first hearing, this music with riffs and subtle variations on a melody might seem easy to play, but the opposite is true. That repetitiveness requires particular concentration.
When you're dealing with Latin rhythms, you're dealing with a lot of syncopation, and you got to be on your toes all the time. You can't miss a beat.
The late Hilton Ruiz.
Because it works like a machine. It's all teamwork. And if you don't have your part down right, then it detracts from the overall. So it's really very challenging, but it's also very good when you master it, because it gives you the great satisfaction in knowing that you're part of a really well-oiled engine.
Roberto Rodriguez takes the piano part with Giovanni Hildago, Robert Allende, and Mark Quinones on percussion for this 1963 Tito Puente tune that Carlos Santana turned into a mega hit. Thank you. featured Ted Nash on flute in an arrangement by Steve Okenda with Ray Vieira on the vocal. Tito Puente's Oye Como Va. Listen how it goes. And how our hour goes. Celebration of Latin jazz in the music of Tito Puente and Dizzy Gillespie. The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra featured special guest Ignacio Baroa at the drums, Roberto Rodriguez on piano, and Michael Rodriguez on trumpet. Robert Allende, Giovanni Hidalgo, and Mark Quiones played percussion. The musical director for this concert is our bassist, Carlos Enriquez.